And even if your credit rating is a little shaky, you can always make a style statement on the cheap. All you need is a glue gun, some imagination, and a nuanced sense of style. License plates become purses, computers transform into fish tanks, slides of the family vacation make an oh-so-cool lampshade. NPR's Diana Douglas reports on how kitschy everyday objects are reborn as decor for body and for home.
Martha Stewart, meet Generation DIY, do it yourself. Already groomed to recycle, young people are turning their everyday stuff into high fashion. A used toothbrush, minus the bristles, bends into a bracelet. Old records melt into bowls, and CDs burn in the microwave into a lovely coaster set.
You already feel an attachment to these items, but plus there's almost like the irony of using it in a different way, of inventing a new use for that old object.
Rebecca Goldston is an advertising representative at ReadyMade. It's a hipster do-it-yourself magazine full of instructions on how to, for example, build a table from Light Brights or sew a skirt from old umbrellas.
You wouldn't want to show up at the prom wearing the same pink dress as that other girl.
If you make it yourself.
If you make it yourself, you're going to have the only one.
Did you make your t-shirt?
I did. I didn't even plan that, actually. Isn't that embarrassing? I had this t-shirt already, and underneath this little thing that I've sewn on top, it says hot. And I decided I didn't want a t-shirt anymore that said hot. So instead, it's got a picture of like a billion little robots that are all the same little robot. And it says, just remember, you're unique, like everybody else.
Every time I try to make something homemade, it looks really
homemade.
Yeah.
Well, that's the trick though, is that things that look super homemade, that's pretty hip. It's like, it's all right to come out with your seam showy, make it look like you just closed your eyes and put it through a sewing machine and put it on afterwards.
Incidentally, Goldston is also carrying a purse woven from old car seat belts. Often the work involved in making these craft projects seems excessive for the return. Try to make a photo frame from an old Etch-a-Sketch.
Turns out Etch-a-Sketches are tough.
Oh, sure. It's not made for kids.
Right. So I melted the back. I heated up my knife and I just melted it. And then removed the back.
Oh my gosh, so you can't unscrew it?
No, there's no unscrewing it.
Really?
I tried drilling it first, and that worked enough that I could pour all of this silver metallic powder out that I thought might kill me. My hands are like silver for days.
DIYers at home needn't worry. The aluminum powder contents are non-toxic. The photo frame has the beauty of a beloved childhood toy and totally functional home decor combined. In addition to knitting, Rebecca Goldston is now learning to build a website, a much more well-traveled road as a do-it-yourself project. For NPR News, I'm Diana Douglas.